Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, welcome everybody. We made it to the weekend. You made it to the weekend. I made it to the weekend. We all made it to the weekend. It is the weekend edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. And welcome as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnights here on the program. You can give us a call if you like at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. And if you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on the link that says Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And by the way, folks, we're broadcasting to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And, of course, we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and across the dial. And we're up with GCN Network as well, up on the satellite there. And if you'd like to find a good live stream for the program, simply go to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. And you can hear the program wherever you are. And you can also send the link to a friend of yours somewhere else who may not have us in their market yet, but hopefully that changes soon. But you can send them the link to GCNLive.com so they can listen to the program on a live stream. And, of course, everybody working the overnight across America, if you're working this weekend, we're glad that you're spending time with us this morning. Once again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. Let's go right back to our good friend and our special guest, of course, this hour, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Hello and good morning. You know, we were talking about the hostages, the general things happening, obviously, in Israel. Just for a moment, what do you see happening now with the speakership? The last I heard, Jim Jordan had an issue, or there was an issue with his nomination. Has anything changed, or what's the story now?
Well, let me go back to, before we went to break, I said that the Department of Defense had lied to us.
You're right about that, yes.
We had the USS Mount Whitney that was in the Red Sea, and it took some land-based cruise missiles and some drones. Now, the way the press briefing went is they shot down a couple of drones and these missiles. Well, as it turns out, it was a whole lot more than just a couple. In fact, it was really something that went on about 6 to 7 hours. Now, why wouldn't they tell us that?
Well, because they don't want us to think that, you know, something else is really happening here. Let's talk about minimize.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it was the Houthis, an Iranian-backed militia group out of Yemen, which, interestingly enough, almost immediately at the beginning of the Biden administration took them off of the Houthis, off of the terror list. Now, why would they do that?
That is a very good question. You know, it seems like there's so many of these kinds of groups, but yet the perspective from the administration almost seems kind of the same. It's as if, you know, they're not willing to just stand the ground, which I think most Americans are standing on, and that is terror groups are terror groups are terror groups.
Well, and so I was poking around yesterday, and I trod on over to the Department of Treasury. And the Department of Treasury decided that they were going to itemize or list Hamas operatives and their financial facilitators on the terror list because of this attack. Now, the attack happened on the 7th, but the Department of Treasury didn't do this until the 18th. So I started looking at the list, and they've got, you know, several names in here of individuals, and then they have one particular financial hub, which is dealing with some of the money transfers and the cryptocurrency, the virtual currency that has been going into Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. But then I started really looking at it, and who was it that actually bombed the hospital? The Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They are already listed as a terror organization, but they did not list any individuals. And that's not the still not the only terror faction in Gaza.
Right.
There's at least 10 or 15 more. And one of them is Fatah. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just why are we putzing around with this? I mean, what does this administration not understand what terrorism is?
Well, my question exactly. You know, it just seems as though, you know, the traditional Democrat administration perspective, you know, just seems to want to gloss over a lot of this stuff. And even, by the way, Denise, did you hear Joe Biden call Hamas, quote, the other team?
I did.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was just really taken aback by that choice of words in this situation regarding this group of terrorists who did these most atrocious things. This is unbelievable. They're not just a team.
Well, and let's take that a step further. We have the International Criminal Court. Have any of these people been listed there as war criminals? No. Then we have Interpol. Are there any red notices on any of these people?
I don't think so.
Do we have institutions, global institutions, that just don't work? Like the UN? Oh, that's a rhetorical question.
I think you're right. Denise Simon, we're going to be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as we go through the weekend edition of the program. Folks, we're glad you're there, and we want you to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, a little Billy Joel bringing us back in here on this weekend edition of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America. And don't forget, if you'd like to call in and join in on the program this morning, you can dial up 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. And you can send me a direct message as well. And it has been quite a week. It's certainly been eventful. We're starting to make a little bit of sense of it, I think, here on the program this morning. We do have a caller waiting on the line, but we want to get right back to our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, by the way, Denise, if they want to find the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, just search Denise Simon Experience, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. Very easy. So definitely head on over there and do that. Denise, did you have any other comments that you think? Well, also, I wanted to ask you, before we get to Jim Jordan, and also we'll get to the caller as well, what do you think about the humanitarian aid? I believe that some of those first truckloads and so forth have already begun going in to Gaza.
Yes, they are arriving. Quite frankly, however, I would have said one truck, 50 hostages to be released. Second truck, another 50. That's how I'd have done that one.
Well, you know, you're saying that. I think a lot of people would absolutely agree with. And, you know, I wish you were advising the president on that, because it seems like, you know, something that maybe they should come up with, you know, as well. But definitely this is something where you have to get something for this kind of thing.
And Netanyahu did not want those to go in. So he was asked, why are they going in? They said, because the Americans commanded it.
Well, you know, we had a caller earlier who articulated this, and that was, well, we're giving all this money to Hamas, well, to Gaza, but of course that'll wind up in the hands of Hamas, no doubt about that. And he sort of had the phraseology, which I think was quite striking, and that was, hey, it looks like we're supporting both sides in this conflict. What do you think?
Sure. Precisely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and take the caller and see if they have a question for you this morning. All right, line one, you are on the program. Good morning, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is JP from Tampa.
Hey, JP from Tampa.
And do you know how you find the journalism school on any campus?
How's that?
Ask him where the statue to Chicken Little is.
Okay. Well, all right. Very cool. Some humor this morning.
I'm gonna ask Denise to help me with this. But when they gave up Gaza, it was a very wealthy farming area. They had no soil there, but the farmers had put up greenhouses that were computer controlled with vents to air them out and humidity control and everything else. Do you remember what the new residents of Gaza did with those? Do you remember, Denise?
Did you hear that, Denise?
I did not hear it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, I think he was saying basically can you go ahead and repeat that, JP, real quick in a nutshell?
Yeah. It was a prosperous farming area when they gave it up. And
yeah.
It was prosperous because they had developed these greenhouses that were computer controlled.
Yes.
And they were shipping out fresh herbs and vegetables and so forth to the best restaurants in Europe.
Okay.
Do you remember what happened to those greenhouses?
They tore them all down.
What's that?
They tore them all down.
Yeah, and they tore them apart. They tore them apart. Some wealthy Jewish man, they wanted to take them apart and take them with them, and there wasn't time, so he paid for them to the owners, and they just tore them up.
Correct.
Because they might catch Jewish cooties from them. I've not heard that
like
mentioned
that
at all. But it tells you just how productive these people are. They've got one thing on their mind.
Well, I think you bring up a really good point, JP, right? Because the idea is that, you know, they're not creating a space where people thrive. They're creating a space where they build tunnels and they do all these things to go get Israel. I think you got the interesting perspective. What do you think, Denise?
Well, that's right. And I would also say that one of the speeches that Netanyahu gave at the United Nations years ago was to defund UNRWA. And I agree with that then, and I agree with it now. And the Trump administration did do that, but the Biden administration undid all that along with many other things that Trump had done. So,
Oh, yeah. Anything Trump had done.
Exactly.
They undid. But I don't know why nobody's mentioning that, because those people could have been thriving with those vegetables and spices and things they were growing there.
Well, I think because that's because they want the narrative to be that the Israelis are colonists, that this is an apartheid state, they're occupying, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly, JP.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're just living in the wrong century.
True enough.
Yeah.
The second one.
Well, that's
what's
right.
That?
They're stuck in one.
They're stuck in one that isn't doing them any good.
And all the supporters they were all fine with that. Qatar was fine with that. Jordan was fine with that. Egypt was fine with that. Saudis were fine with that. So, I mean, that just kind of tells you that You talk about a deep state, there's one.
No kidding. No kidding.
Well, that's because the news media has gone to Chicken Little mode. Do you remember when they were outraged and hysterical, hair on fire, about the Russians paying to kill American soldiers?
Sure.
Okay, do you know how many American soldiers were killed during that period?
I'm going to say zero.
None.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Very, very interesting, yeah.
But that's, it just, I was in marketing research for nearly 50 years, and I can tell you, you can't connect the dots if you can't recognize them.
That is very, very good. Yeah, it's good perspective.
Yeah. The fact that they destroyed productive equipment that they could have lived on, the fact that all the concrete that they have given them has been used to build tunnels and not improve the properties.
Well, and that's because I think you're right. I totally agree. I mean, it's a real travesty because you have young people, you know, who grew up in Gaza basically, and they don't have a great future. You know, Hamas and Iran and the terrorist groups. Yeah, they're not creating this area to say, look, I mean, you want to be citizens of the world. You want to, you know, you want to go far in life. But no, it's build tunnels and kill Israelis.
Yeah, and that's their modus operandi, and that's possible because we get such a pathetic press.
Indeed. Well, JP and Tampa, go ahead.
Denise, are you familiar with Dr. Dalrymple?
No.
Can you hear me? Okay. He's a British columnist, and he was recently interviewed. And the interviewer asked him, what scares you most in the world today? And he said, some of our most brilliant young people are writing and expanding and speaking unencumbered by reality.
Very interesting, yeah.
Such as, you know what you'd get if I gave you a dollar for every gender today?
Well, I tell you
Kyle,
what.
Do you know that?
No, I haven't. I don't know.
You'd get $2 in a fistful of Monopoly money.
Well, JP in Tampa, we sure appreciate the call. We're starting to head on to our break. We're going to have the music coming up, but thanks for calling and call back anytime.
Right.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, JP in Tampa,
right.
And we've got, of course, Denise Simon. She's going to be with us for another segment here. We've got a lot going on this morning on this weekend edition of the program. Folks, there is a lot more to talk about when we return, so please do not go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News update. Kenneth Cheeseborough, former President Trump's campaign legal advisor, has opted to accept a plea deal in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case. Friday, he pleaded guilty in the 2020 election subversion case, which involved presenting unauthorized slates of GOP electors in Georgia and six other states. While his trial was scheduled to begin on Friday, there were speculations from court insiders that he might pursue a deal, especially after one-time Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleaded guilty in the same case the day before. The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial fined former president $5,000 on Friday for violating his gag order, according to a court filing. Judge Arthur Engoron did not hold Trump in contempt, as he threatened earlier on Friday, but said that future violations, whether intentional or unintentional, could result in possible jail time or steeper financial penalties. Engoron earlier on Friday said that a Truth Social post attacking his law clerk remained accessible on Trump's campaign site for more than 2 weeks, despite an order to remove the post earlier this month. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get your motor running because we are heading out on the highway leading to the weekend, everybody. Weekend edition is here. It is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine about things here on the program, or if you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course the Denise Simon Experience as well. And before we get right back to Denise and the caller hanging patiently on the phone line, we want to let you know, of course, about Concerned Veterans for America. Head on over to cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org, and find out all about the great things that Concerned Veterans for America does for our vets and also, of course, for our active military in terms of influencing policy moving forward after so many long years of war in Afghanistan and so forth. Concerned Veterans for America is on the forefront of influencing policy for our fighting men and women, and also, of course, helping our vets in all these different aspects of their lives. Jimmy T. Smith, we speak with once a week here on the program on Thursdays in hour number 4 at the bottom of the hour. So you definitely want to tune in for that and check them out. Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. All right, let's get right back with Denise Simon. Hello again, Denise.
Hello.
All right, well, I tell you what, we do have a caller on the line. Let's let's go ahead and take their question or their comment, and then we'll go from there. All right, line one, You are here on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And I'm from Louisville. Hi. I love the new format that you guys have. You guys are fantastic. Just appreciate you to the ends of the earth.
Thank you so much.
For what you're doing. Okay, well, the first thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, about the hostage situation. I think what they did and what they're doing is trying to gain sympathy. And they're tapping into, like, these idiots at the universities and around the world, the BLM groups and all those, you know, gangs, because that's what they are. And, you know, they're just trying to gain sympathy, saying, oh, look how good they are. We're just, you know, we're letting them go, and, you know, because we're so nice. No, no, they're not. And then to tap into what JP said from Tampa, I've thought about that so many times, those incredible greenhouses that they had that they just let fall into ruin and destroyed. And I thought to myself, you know, it's like they're locusts. That, you know, I hate to say this, but they're nomadic in nature, right? Because that's what these Palestinian, whatever they want to call themselves, are. And, you know, I just see that, like, you know, this is just one of the most horrible things because they're just absolutely trying to, you know, make themselves look really good and holy, and having this so-called holy war. There's nothing more unholy than what they've done to the Jews.
Well,
I just wanted to.
Well, certainly no, I appreciate that. They're definitely the terrorist organizations. Definitely are trying to manipulate and milk the propaganda side of this. And unfortunately, there are too many willing participants, you know, that want to go along with that. I can't imagine how anybody could justify what happened to the Israeli people, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. At this point, this is not right in any way, shape, or form. Well, what do you think, Denise?
Well, I read something the other day that it says if you are part of a religion that teaches to hate, maybe you need a new religion.
Well, indeed, yeah, and of course, in the modern era here, you know, the different ancient things, hopefully, you know, would sort of fade away in favor of a different sort of perspective on countries and people getting along. I mean, we have to do that here in this country. We have a lot of people who don't agree on everything, but yet, you know, we try our best in order to live peaceably with one another.
Well, I mean, there's quite a network. I mean,
Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you, Denise. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
They've got quite a network. They use all the young people at colleges and universities across the globe. And now they're actually going into the high school level. So this is not a new phenomenon. As I mentioned yesterday on the show, they first started off with BDS, which was boycott, divest, and sanction. And now it has turned into, you know, students for Palestine, to free Palestine. Well, free what? I mean, free them from where? I mean, you know, how many countries have Palestinians in them, including the United States?
Right. The idea of free Palestine seems to be a misnomer. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and they're scary people, and I don't even think so much of them as a religion, as an ideology, and I think of them.
Yes.
I pray for them every day for conversions, but, you know, to me it's like I pray against terrorism, and the Shiites especially, and the communists, right, for conversions, because they're exactly the same. They take over, and they just wipe out whatever. Look, there's a surah in their Quran, and it says once they reach 51% of the population, they are to slit the throats of every Christian, Jew, and other pagan. So they consider us all pagans. They lump us together like that.
Yeah.
And take over. You know, once they reach 51% of the population, I've said this for years since the early 90s when I saw what was going on up in Dearborn in Michigan. I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. They're colonizing. They are colonizing the United States. Everywhere in the world they go. That's what they're doing. But look what's happening in Europe and in Italy and France where they're taking over. And thank God for the countries that won't let them get in. And that's pretty much where I am.
Exactly. Well done.
Yeah, we appreciate your call very much. And where were you listening from again?
Actually, in Land O'Lakes, Florida, but it's easier to say Lutz.
Okay.
I'm right next door to Lutz, and I'm right across the border from Lutz.
Oh, very cool. All right, so calling in from Lutz. That's wonderful.
She's a neighbor.
And it was Elizabeth, right?
Hey.
All right.
Elizabeth. Yes.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, you guys. God bless you, and
thank
you're
you.
In my prayers.
You too.
Take care.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks for doing.
Take care.
God bless. Thanks.
All right, so Elizabeth and Lutz, and some nice words for the program as well. We sure do appreciate that. And, you know, Denise, it's really something. I mean, the anti-Semitism that we're seeing today, of course, harkens back. You know, we all thought that, you know, fighting and destroying the Nazis, the Third Reich, that would have hopefully put the lid on that for forever. But unfortunately, it really hasn't. Yeah. And you have people that are actually, I saw one social media post that actually mentioned Adolf Hitler, that somehow, again, he was somehow in the right of all this stuff against the Jews. I mean, this is pervasive, and it's really frightening. And in this day and age, in 2023, we have people who feel like this.
Well, it's risen again. So, you know, here we are. And, you know, we have people like the State Department putting out a global travel alert. You've got the FBI raising the threat level unofficially, officially. It's not a good place.
It is not a good place. And certainly, you know, seeing Joe Biden say the things that he said in Israel, for one thing, but then also to come home. Yeah, and then come home and give the speech that he gave, which we talked about on yesterday's program as well. But it just seems like this is all, you know, it's so disjointed that we can't even get a handle on it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. And they're just, Joe Biden is just not that person. You know, it's like, you know, they always say history, when history happens, the person emerges, you know, like Winston Churchill or Ronald Reagan or, you know, Margaret Thatcher, anybody that you can think of. And yet we don't seem to have that happening right now.
No, and that's very, very much the reason. I know we got a few minutes left here, but that's the very reason I'm pretty angry at these Republicans in the House side, because I think they've really surrendered to you know, personal animosities. You know, part of the money that Joe Biden has requested, this $100 billion, is it $100 billion? I forget.
Yeah.
$850 million is inside that $100 billion. $850 million to expand the migrant pathways and for refugee resettlement. And this is on White House letterhead.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Good deal. Thank you.
Take care.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a weekend. And, of course, what a week it has been, as a matter of fact. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here. Don't forget the brand-new telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And if you head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you'll find the new listener line listed there, as well as you can click on the Send Kyle a Direct Link. Send Kyle a direct message link, and you can send me a direct message. And we've been getting some of those, of course, here throughout the last few days. So we're really excited about that. And there's much more coming on the program here, as a matter of fact, as we go into the future. I'm really excited about it. It's really great to get the calls that we're getting, to get the reaction that we're getting, the messages that we're getting. It really does mean a lot to me. It really does, and I wish I could tell you how much, but one of the greatest things in the world is to talk about these different events, and of course the war in Israel is a tragic event. It's something obviously that we hope ends very soon, but it has to end with the neutralizing somehow of Hamas. Right? I mean, that is the one thing that has to happen as a result of this. I'm a little concerned sometimes. I mean, everybody should be working for peace, right? In the scripture, right? Blessed are the peacemakers. And I believe that we should work for peace. We should build those bridges for peace. in this case, what's happening in Israel right now, Israel has the duty and the responsibility to make sure Hamas cannot do this kind of thing again, or that other groups, hey, Lebanon, for example, Hezbollah in Lebanon, that they don't start a front of the war, that this sort of convergence of hatred against Israel, that it keeps moving forward. And some people believe, and some of these players, these bad actors, may feel that they can simply take advantage of the situation. Maybe this is their big opportunity to finally push Israel into the ocean, into the sea. Because remember, it's not about free Palestine. It's not about Israel needs to give some more land concessions. Because as this war has started up, there's been a lot of discussion and a lot of background about how the different peace negotiations have gone over time, right? And it's always the same kind of thing. Well, we're going to get the two-state system going on. I remember George W. Bush standing in the Rose Garden and putting the prestige of the presidency on the line, saying this is the path to peace. This is the roadmap to peace or some such thing like that. And of course, that never went anywhere because something else happened. It always does. You have peace negotiators in the region, and then you have terror attacks. And everything has to stop, and everything has to go back to square one. Everything has to be done over again. And we hear the same kind of things. Well, Israel's got to give up this land. Oh, that's these Golan Heights. This is the problem, right? Or this kibbutz, or this area where they built settlements. This is the problem. And if we could just get these Israelis out of this area, well, then it'll all be fine. And I'm not trying to be absurd, but because it sounds absurd, doesn't it? And it's something that just keeps going over and over and over again. So what is the path forward going to be at this point? Well, I just don't think Israel is going to be able to survive if it doesn't stop the ability of these terror organizations to do exactly what we saw happen to Israel in this particular go-around. And this go-around is not even a go-around, in my opinion. I think that it's really the harbinger of something much worse, because there doesn't seem to be a clear way to put the genie back in the bottle at this point. And I don't say that with the, I hope I'm wrong. Absolutely, I hope I'm wrong on this. But when you have even members of Congress, here's Rashida Tlaib, by the way, saying that Joe Biden, they're not going to forget Joe Biden, even, you know, just a teensy weensy bit of supporting Israel by comparison. Let's hear Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. Well, there you go. Yeah, just try to, you know, get people into a frenzy or try to gin them up in this regard. Why? Because Joe Biden, the president of the United States, you know, supported Israel, generally speaking. That to me, this is such a disconnect. You know, and again, you know, if she's talking about the Palestinian people and she's a Palestinian American, she says, well, why isn't she against Hamas? Well, why not? I think that's a really great question, because no matter what, it doesn't matter what ethnicity you are, your political or your country of origin or whatever. But if people in your own country of origin or your own ethnic group or what have you, if they're doing things that are atrocities, it seems to me you have to say, well, that's an atrocity. And speak out against that. Don't speak out against Joe Biden as the president representing America in this case, that America is going to support their friend, their ally, its friend, its ally in the Middle East, Israel. So, I don't know. This is just, it's so mind-boggling to see how all this is going down. And why there aren't more protests against Hamas and also protests against, for example, Iran and its hand in all of this. I guess we'll never know at this point, because it does seem like things have just gotten turned around to the point where it just can't recognize it anymore. But all that being said, I do think that obviously there's the propaganda war going on, but all this being said, I think at the end of the day, most people across this country, and I think most people around the world who really do cherish the freedom and the abilities that they have to express themselves or do what they want, lead their lives, they are going to start turning against this horrible, horrible ideology, this horrible, horrible sense that somehow it's okay to go out and just completely speak out against the Jewish people. You know, and to try to support, there is no grounds for support of this kind of thing, of this anti-Semitism. I really, really do feel that the people across the world, people that love freedom and people that realize that evil is evil, if you're going to try to commit genocide on a group of people, well, that's not going to be allowed. We've seen this happen before, and as I mentioned to Denise Simon, you know, we saw what happened with the Third Reich, the Nazis. They had to be destroyed at an enormous cost. And then following that, of course, the United Nations carves out the modern state of Israel, which encompasses most of the ancient part of the ancient state of area called Israel, the kingdom, whatever you want to call it, under King David and Jerusalem and so forth. I mean, it's all there. But yet the reestablished homeland now becomes this rallying cry again. You know, some 75 years later, at this juncture, it's been obviously going along for so long, but at this juncture, it's now reaching a fever pitch. Well, here's the thing. We're going to stand against that. We're going to stand against the kind of hatred and race hatred and things that absolutely just tear us apart. And I think good, decent, reasonable people all across this country and across the world will absolutely come together against the rogue states like Iran, North Korea, what's happening with Russia, what's happening with China, and what's happening with Hamas, what's happening with Hezbollah, and all these different groups. In other words, what I'm saying is it looks pretty bleak right now, right? But there is going to be a much, much brighter day, I think. And that's because we are going to continue to stand against these kinds of things. All right, folks, it's been a great week. It's been a great weekend edition. Thank you for joining in with us. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for your calls. I want to thank everybody over at AM 860, our flagship station, for all their support. Thanks to Joe Weaver. Thanks to everybody at GCN who's doing so much for us as well. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you. So now, head on out there into the weekend, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We hope that you have a great weekend, and we will see you right back here on Monday. Take care out there, everybody.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.